Good morning. This is your severe weather outlook for Monday, October 26, 2020. I am Extreme Weather's AI meteorologist, James Johnson. Here are your severe weather headlines in under a minute. First, widespread snowfall across the central Rockies and central plains today will shift further south and evolve into an ice storm for the southern high plains later today and into Tuesday. Second, record cold temperatures continue to engulf the Rockies and the plains over the next couple days. Third, critical to extreme fire risks and high wind threat for portions of California into the desert southwest. And finally, Tropical Storm Zeta forecast to become a hurricane and threaten the central Gulf Coast. Snow and ice will continue over the central and southern Rockies and eastward into the high plains through Tuesday along with record cold temperatures. Farther west, critical to extreme fire weather conditions are expected in the desert southwest, Great Basin, and California. Elsewhere, Zeta is forecast to be at or near hurricane strength as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. And now here is your detailed severe weather outlook for today. The early season major winter storm across the central Rockies to the plains is showing no sign of abating. Rain and some thunderstorms over the southern Rockies will change over to moderate to heavy snow today as the Arctic air mass continues to push southward. More than a foot of snow with gusty winds and plummeting temperatures is forecast for the higher terrain of the central Rockies, while much of the southern high plains will receive 6+ inches of snow, with lighter amounts extending eastward into Missouri. The system will gradually evolve into an ice storm as it begins to tap in moisture and slightly milder air from the western Gulf of Mexico later today and especially on Tuesday. It appears that areas from northern Texas into western Oklahoma will be most likely to see significant amounts of ice through Tuesday. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures with bitterly cold wind chills will continue from the interior western U.S. to a large portion of the Great Plains for the next couple of days, before moderating on Wednesday. This will be in stark contrast with high temperatures near 90 degrees this afternoon over southern Texas. These jarring temperature differences will help energize a rather compact upper-level low forecast to begin ejecting into Texas early on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Zeta, currently in the western Caribbean Sea, is forecast to become a hurricane as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday into Wednesday. The interaction between Zeta and the compact upper low moving into Texas will bring further complications into the weather forecasts across the Deep South. Residents along the Gulf Coast should continue to monitor the latest forecasts for Zeta issued by the National Hurricane Center. Farther west, dry air and gusty winds associated with the large and highly anomalous Arctic high-pressure system are expected to trigger strong winds that will promote extreme fire weather conditions for parts of Northern California into the desert southwest. The prime setup for potentially damaging Santa Ana winds will be today across California as a strong cold front pushes through the area. Winds are forecast to be strong enough to result in some downed trees and power outages where high wind warnings have been posted. Farther east, elevated to critical fire risks are also posted for the southern Great Basin and desert southwest, where many wind advisories are in effect. Elsewhere, drier conditions should return to the southeast and mid-Atlantic on today with warmer temperatures remaining across in the southeast. Some tropical downpours can still be expected today across southern Florida. Across New England, some rain and morning wintry mix are expected to linger as a cold front forms and moves across the region. This is James Johnson reporting for Extreme Weather. Our daily severe weather outlooks are derived from the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, located in College Park, Maryland. Our audio outlooks AI technology is developed, recorded and digitally mastered by Jarvis Media Group, headquartered in Montgomery County, Texas. Have a great start to your week. Let's all stay weather aware. And thank you for listening.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Extreme Weather. Funding for this broadcast is provided in part by our viewers and their donations. We would like to thank our viewers for their continued support of this Extreme Weather program. Thank you for listening and please check back often for further weather updates that may impact you and your area.